a woman. To employees and unions, the guidelines are crucial. They protect the employees' fundamental rights, a man.
That's the main thing for us. Improvements in the third world as a result of OECD guidelines. They're well-balanced standards. So they form a tool that the business world can support.
Using a blue marker pen, someone writes the Netherlands NCP and OECD guidelines on a sheet of white paper. At the bottom of the sheet of paper, the writer then stamps the words, the story. Roel Nieuwenkamp.
The OECD was founded after World War II to further economic cooperation. Over the years, the behaviour of multinationals abroad had been criticised. This called for guidelines for social responsible business conduct. They were accepted and have been revised recently. Countries like Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, but also Tunisia and Egypt are OECD members. They all have an NCP. A large part of the world is covered by the OECD guidelines.
Voiceover.
As an NCP, we're responsible for information about the guidelines, but also for handling specific instances. These generally come from NGOs, non-governmental social organisations. Companies often think only of their own actions, but the guidelines distinguish between involvement and your own behaviour. The guidelines always apply when the company can improve the situation. For instance, a problem in the supply chain. The responsibilities that the OECD places on Dutch companies abroad are much greater than most companies assume. In some cases, greater than those imposed by Dutch law,
said Frans Evers. Sylvia Deepen. When we reach the conclusion that all criteria have been met, we offer our services to the parties. Together with the parties, we look at the alleged violation of the guidelines. We do this by means of mediation, and our goal is putting the OECD guidelines into practice. Someone opens a black diary. people round a conference table. Joris Oldenziel.
We at OECD Watch keep a critical eye on the guidelines' effectiveness. We also look at how different NCPs implement the guidelines. We still see a lot of bottlenecks and challenges that need improvement, but we also see a number of concrete cases handled by NCPs that led to real improvements in the company's actions. That's the main thing. Improvements in the third world as a result of OECD guidelines.
But the guidelines also give workers the right to sufficient wages. As the economy is being globalised and companies can get their products anywhere, we need international standards that prevent competition based on exploiting employees.
There are many tools and initiatives for international social responsible business conduct. The guidelines provide something to hold on to because they're the most broadly supported tool. On the one hand, they tell companies, we expect you to do such and such, but they also protect them against society's unrealistic expectations. If at some point society expresses expectations regarding companies that far exceed the guidelines, a company can say, is this reasonable? What's it based on? Then you can discuss it.
Avers.
The guidelines are a safety net for when other ways don't work, or when you want to set an example for the future. We recently had a case in which an NGO wanted an agreement with a company to use as precedent for the other human rights issues in the country. You can never achieve this in court, but you can with the OECD.
Someone takes a file. The file is put in a briefcase. Holland's coat of arms against a pale blue background. On screen text, this was a production of the Dutch government.